And so we can achieve the desired results. Now, on to practical demonstrations. I'll select two of you. First, the leading student in the class, Jaden. Yes, come up here, Jaden.
All right, Professor Orvin.
Very good. Jaden here is the best on our quasi-dimensional tennis team. And a fine-looking skunk, if I may say so. We're counting on you to take us to the championships this year, Jaden.
Thanks, Professor. I'll do my best.
Well, to be sure, I'm going to give you a little boost. Go ahead and get undressed.
What?
No need to be shy now. Just from the waist down, you'll be no more undressed than I am. Everybody's already signed releases regarding partial nudity. They have to when they choose to attend a class run by an otter tar like me. Well, with any sort of tar.
But I...
You do want to remain at the head of the class, don't you?
All right, Professor.
Very good. Let me see. Ah, yes. Doro, you're always looking for extra credit, aren't you?
Huh? Sure, I guess.
Perfect. I think your pleasantly rotund tanuki frame will be the perfect complement to Jaden's athletic but somewhat soft form. It also seems fitting that the most ahead should be paired with the most behind for this particular demonstration.
Soft?
My boy, do not take offense. After all, I'm quite a bit heftier than either of you. Now, Doro, I know you're already half naked, but do take off your shirt as well.
Okie dokie.
There we are. My, it would seem that you're both rather enjoying being on display, judging by those erections. That's excellent. Sexual energy is always a useful contribution to this particular field of magic. This is also an excellent time to take measurements.
Measurements?
Indeed. With your members this hard, it will be useful data to collect. Jaden, you have quite a respectable 8 inches here, and a 6-inch circumference is certainly nothing to sneeze at.
Thanks, Professor.
About a 2-inch testicle diameter, too. Very nice. Now, let's see, Doro. yes. This is to be expected. Tanukis are so malleable, especially in this area. 12 inches of length and 10 in circumference, with a whole 5 inches of testicle diameter. No wonder tanukis are allowed no pants. We are birds of a feather, aren't we, Doro?
I guess so, Professor.
Class, please add these measurements to your notes while I set up the demonstration. Jaden, this device we shall secure around your waist just here. And Doro, this goes around your neck. Yes, just like that.
Whoa, what's happening? Oh, my whole body went numb for a second there. Oh, pins and needles.
And you, Jaden?
Just from the waist down. Whoa!
Just relax, both of you. This next part is autonomous. Don't fight it.
I can't lower my tail.
That's it. Just lean on me, Mr. Jaden. You'll be bent at the waist for much of this.
Professor? I'm not doing this.
Yes. The collar is controlling you, Doro.
Oh, holy fuck. Am I gonna...
Me?
Sorry, Jaden. I'd never just grab a guy's ass like this, I swear. Professor, maybe we should stop. I don't think that I should...
Oh, God, he's licking my asshole. Doro, stop. I'm not gay.
Well, you may find your mind changing about that very soon, Jaden.
His muzzle is sliding into my ass.
Indeed. Skunk buttholes do tend to be built for this sort of thing, but this particular device enhances your natural stretchiness.
Stop! Stop! Professor, he's not stopping! Oh fuck, he's gonna... Holy fuck!
Excellent. Now that Doro's entire skull is wedged firmly in your hind end, the fusion process can begin.
Fusion?
Observe carefully, class. You see how Doro's arms slip into Jaden's legs from behind? This is a very important stage and must be controlled. The collar and belt serve important functions. If either of the subjects move incorrectly, the fusion would slip and unfortunate deformities would result. Now, as I said, Tanukis are rather malleable. Many of them have some latent shapeshifting abilities. See how the skunk fur pattern dominates the transformation.
My dick. What happened to my dick?
Oh, yes. The genitals of the forefront subject are subsumed. They'll be merged with the hind subject. This is more of my personal aesthetic preference, but I think you'll both appreciate the final results. This area is still rather sensitive, however. Allow me to demonstrate.
Oh, God. Yeah. Rub my flat crotch.
Now, as the collar and belt devices meet, the final sealing process begins.
Oh, fuck. I can feel his... Oh, holy shit. Professor, is that Doro's ass and dick back there?
Not at all. It's your ass and dick, Jaden. Why don't you try turning them toward the audience? As you can see, the skunk aspect has completely dominated, and what was once Doro's body has become a lovely, non-morphic half of a gorgeous skunk tar. Let's take new measurements. Ah, yes. A full 2.5 feet of black skunk dick with an 18-inch circumference and a 12-inch testicle diameter. Doro's mind is still in there, too. It helps Jaden control the back legs. I happen to know that he was exclusively homosexual, too. How are you feeling, Jaden?
Horny. I didn't think the device was still controlling me.
Indeed, it is not. But your sex drive is now dominated by Doro's needs. As he's presenting that lovely, large asshole of yours and lifting your tail, I rather think he wants to be fucked in the ass right now.
Oh, fuck. But I'm straight. Oh, God. Please.
I'm afraid Doro is rather desirous. I don't think I've ever seen such a plump skunk rump shake so much. I will see to your needs while I close the lecture. You see, class, all bodies have different forms of chemical communication that occurs between the different systems. Doro has mostly been subsumed by Jaden, but much like the communication that happens between the gut and the brain, Doro can now send signals to Jaden's brain that influence certain needs. This is the trade-off for the assistance that Doro now provides with Jaden's hind legs. Of course, Jaden is the one in control. Doubtless Doro will also be surprised to find himself buried in whatever women are brave and stretchy enough to handle his length. Jaden's agility and speed on the tennis court will also doubtless be improved with the addition of his new legs. And with that orgasm, the spell is sealed. I'll just be taking my devices back.
Sealed? You mean it's permanent?
Oh, yes. You two are together forever now. Don't worry. You'll get used to it. I'm sure you'll both enjoy your new life.
Well, all right, Professor.
Now, don't worry about Doro, class. He was bound to flunk out with his grades. There are more degrading jobs in the world than the hind end of a skunk-tar athlete. And knowing him, I'm sure he'll be glad to serve Jaden's pleasure. Not that we'll ever hear his complaints if he doesn't. Well, that's all our time for today. Class dismissed.